This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The global pandemic continues its relentless assault on the world. The Johns Hopkins University coronavirus case count stands near 14.1 million, with close to 600,000 deaths. Part of that picture, China is reporting 16 new COVID-19 infections in its far western region of Xinjiang. The outbreak in the capital, Urumqi, is the latest to emerge since China largely contained COVID-19 in March. Authorities in the mainly Muslim Uyghur area have reportedly reduced subway, taxi, and bus services and imposed restrictions on people leaving the city. Rail service to the airport has been suspended. Major virus hotspots, the United States, India, and Brazil. Brazil is second in the world with more than 2 million infections and almost 78,000 fatalities. India is next with over 1 million COVID cases and upwards of 26,000 lives lost. Experts say they fear the real numbers are much higher. We'll get to the U.S. figures in a moment. South Korea is reporting another 36 coronavirus infections. Most were imported from outside the country, though 18 cases have been traced to the area in and around Seoul. South Korea has mandated testing and 2-week quarantines for travelers from abroad. The UN Humanitarian Affairs chief warns that failure to address the social and economic impact of the coronavirus in the world's poorest countries will risk an even worse tragedy in the future. Australia got some welcome news today. Half the number of virus cases in Victoria State, down from yesterday's record high of 248 to 217. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton calls it a relief, but he's cautioning people, especially in Melbourne, to remain diligent in a 6-week lockdown. In Victoria's neighboring state of New South Wales, there are restrictions that include bans on singing in choirs, dancing in nightclubs, and just mingling. The border between New South Wales and Victoria remains closed. Australia's recorded more than 11,000 COVID-19 cases. The newest have been centered in Melbourne, the country's second largest city. This is VOA News. Here in the United States, it is increasingly difficult to find any good news on the reach of the pandemic. Dramatic numbers tell the story. 3.6 million infections, well over 139,000 fatalities. The major trouble spots are in the South and West, with California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida hit the hardest. The grim death tolls, 15,000 in Texas, 7,600 in California, 4,800 in Florida, and about 2,600 in Arizona. Once again on Friday, COVID cases in the United States rose by more than 70,000, though that number was down from 77,000 a day earlier. For the fourth straight day, deaths rose by more than 900. U.S. military medical personnel have been sent into California and Texas to help in hospitals trying to cope with a flood of COVID patients. Both states have been reporting 10,000 new cases a day and more. Among the pressing questions these days in this country is how the continuing spike in COVID numbers will affect President Donald Trump's demand that American public schools fully reopen. At the moment, the chances for that seem remote. Texas has become the latest state to say it'll keep its schools closed well into the fall. That'll involve 5 million children. Under the Texas guidelines, the first 8 weeks of the school year will be limited to online studies. In Chicago, the third largest American school district, under a tentative plan, children will be in their classrooms 2 days a week and spend 3 days in distance learning. California Governor Gavin Newsom has laid out strict criteria for school reopenings that make classroom instruction unlikely for most of his state's school districts. The 7-day rolling average of deaths in the United States is on the rise, and there are disturbing signs, especially in the Sun Belt, that it's getting harder for healthcare workers to effectively respond. In South Carolina, nurses and other hospital personnel are said to be falling ill with a community spread of COVID. There are worries that will become a common occurrence. John Lewis, a pioneer and hero of the U.S. civil rights movement and longtime member of Congress, has died. In December, Lewis announced he had pancreatic cancer. Former President Barack Obama said in a statement, "Through the decades, John Lewis gave all of himself to the cause of freedom and justice and inspired generations that followed to try to live up to his example." From Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, "John Lewis's goodness, faith, and bravery transformed our nation." John Lewis was 80 years old. Presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden says he is now getting official U.S. intelligence briefings and has been told Russia is continuing its efforts to meddle in November's U.S. election. Biden warned if Russia persisted in its efforts, there would be a real price to pay if he defeats Donald Trump at the polls. Intelligence briefings are normal for major party presidential nominees. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. And this is VOA News.